You're listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev. The 2017 Equinox clearance is on right now. $8,000 off MSRP on all units. The 2018s are also here, so check it out at lakewoodchev.com.
Pleased to be joined by the Baron of Bald. You know him from the Pipeline Show. You can follow him on Twitter at TPS underscore Guy. Very own Guy Flaming joined us. Guy, how are you, buddy?
I'm fantastic, fellas. Good to talk to you again.
Yes, it's been a while, Guy. I hope you're enjoying your off season. It's combine season right now. Have you ever, in your experience covering the draft, has a player drastically improved or hurt their stock by the draft combine?
That's a good question. I would say probably not. I've talked to GMs and head scouts who said guys have had really bad interviews, but they still draft them. Alashensky was a terrible interview. From what I'm told, for the Edmonton Oilers, didn't stop them from drafting him. Rob Schremp also didn't come across very well in his interview, but they still drafted him. Now those guys went on to have different levels of success, but yeah, I think you can improve yourself more than you can hurt yourself, because I think your play on the ice speaks louder. And is what is a bigger deal, I think, for teams. But I think a real mature kid who maybe just an average player, or somebody that I think you can impress people with how you come across in an interview. So I think you can hurt you can better yourself more than you can hurt yourself, I think.
What about as far as the fitness testing? We all remember the story of Sam Bennett being unable to do one chin up, which I still can't believe at 18 years old. A hockey player of that level could not do a single chin-up. It just blows me away.
Yeah, and I think it raises eyebrows and gets people talking, but it didn't prevent Calgary from taking him, fourth overall? So, I don't think those things really matter all that much. I think you can stand out and impress, and maybe that gets you bumps your stock up a bit, but clearly there are guys who don't participate because of injuries, or because some of the guys who just played in the Memorial Cup probably won't do the fitness testing, and that they let that go. I don't think it's going to hurt you. It didn't in Sam Bennett's case, but I do think a guy can impress and maybe raise his stock a bit.
Guy Flaming joins us from the Pipeline Show. You can follow him on Twitter at TPS underscore Guy. We'll tell you in a couple minutes where you can track down the Pipeline Show. The draft is right around the corner, and Oilers fans have been draft experts over the past 11 years, but this year they've maybe fallen off a little bit. But let's look at the number one pick. Belongs to the New Jersey Devils. If you were in that room and they asked you, Guy, who would be a better fit for the New Jersey Devils? Would it be Nico Hersheiser or Nolan Patrick?
I think they're not the same player by any stretch, but they're almost equally good. I don't think you can make a mistake with either one. You're assuming Nolan Patrick's got a clean bill of health and that it's not going to be an issue that anybody's going to be concerned with from here on out. And if that's the case, then it's probably Patrick. He's a little bit bigger and stronger. There's a bit of a connection with John Quenneville, who they drafted in the first round a couple of years ago as former teammates. Now, I don't think that's a huge factor in whether or not you draft a guy. But I think Nolan Patrick's a fit there, but Nico Hischier is a really talented player, different player, speedy and quick. He's Jonathan Drouin-ish. Both played for the Halifax Mooseheads, so some similarity there as well as their playing style. But they're both really good players. I don't think New Jersey can really make a mistake, and whoever they don't take, the Philadelphia Flyers, I'm sure will be happy to take the other guy.
You know, Guy, I read a lot of articles talking about this year's draft, and the thought on what it looks like goes up and down, pretty much like the weather here in Edmonton. You know, one minute I hear it's a strong draft, or not a weak draft, a middling draft. Then I hear it's a very weak draft after the top two. Then it goes back and forth. So when you look at this and you see how it comes together, are you anticipating a longer-term weak draft? And is it easy to tell at this point where things are standing as far as where these prospects are going to lie?
In my opinion, Studs, and again, I'm not a scout. I'm a radio, not even a radio guy anymore, a podcast host. I watch a lot of junior hockey, but I'm not a scout, so it's tough for me to evaluate from year to year. But I get the impression that it's just an average year. It's not. It doesn't have the uber star talent at the top. There's probably, if this year's draft class was mixed in with last year's, you might get 10 of these guys in the first round and 20 of last year's guys in the first round. something like that. So it's weaker than the last few years. Maybe it's more like the Nail Yakupov year, that level of quality. But you're still going to get players that come out of this draft and go on to have impactful NHL seasons. You just got to be able to find the right guys and then develop them. It's not always just the draft, but it's the development that I think is equally important afterwards.
Guy Flaming from the Pipeline Show joins us. Guy, I know a few weeks ago we put you on the spot, but have you had a chance to look at a couple of the local prospects that could be taken in the 2017 draft this year?
Yeah, they're not really high-end this year, but I think the first guy that comes to mind is Ian Mitchell with the Spruce Grove Saints, who's ranked just outside the first round by NHL Central Scouting. I think he's the highest-ranked local guy. I could be wrong, but I think that's the case. Offensive-minded defenseman, average size, but going to a good NCAA program in Denver. So he's going to be one to watch for, and I don't think he'll go in the first round. It would be a bit of a surprise if he did, but a talented defenseman. There are a number of local players who are ranked and rated for the draft, but not at the upper high end like we've seen in past years. Skyler McKenzie's a small guy, plays for the Portland Winter Oxies. He's ranked pretty late. Matthew Wedman with the Seattle Thunderbirds. He's another local guy. Mason Shaw plays for Medicine Hat. He's from Wainwright, so not really Edmonton, but not that far away from Edmonton guy. The Oil Kings have two or three guys who should get drafted this year in my mind, but probably in the fifth, sixth round kind of area. So not the high-end local product or local content that I've seen.
I know that you love boy bands, and there's always one guy you fall in love with during their run. It goes back to NSYNC and Backstreet Boys, all the great ones. So when you look at this draft, outside of those highly touted first round guys, is there a player that you just like? I know every year there's a guy, it's someone just you like this guy. Is there a name floating around your head that fits that bill?
Well, I had a guy on the show yesterday who intrigues me now after speaking. It came across really well. And if he was at the combine, I think he'd gain some new fans. But he's ranked fairly late, like he might be a seventh round pick, if not at all, if he gets chosen at all. But Zach Solo is his name, led the USHL in scoring this year. A little bit small, 5'9", but 185 pounds. And he's going the college route. He's an interesting player. There's a guy named Scott Reedy who plays for the U.S. National Development Team, another guy who came across really well in having conversation and seems to be a nice mix of size and two-way responsibility. I know Gregor doesn't like that term, but I think a guy's not going to hurt you defensively and can certainly chip in offensively at the same time. Nick Suzuki is the first-round pick that I'm kind of intrigued by. 45 goals this year playing for the Owen Sound Attack, 96 points in 65 games, and he seems to be all over the map in the first round, the various mock drafts that you see. Could actually be there in the early 20s around where the Oilers are picking. Could be a late top 10 pick. So that's this first round could be all over the place. And if that's somebody that drops, I think that's somebody that Oilers fans should be interested in.
Guy, just a couple more quick ones for you. Appreciate you taking some time today. The Windsor Spitfires were the Memorial Cup champions over the weekend. Rocky Thompson seems to be on a fast track to a head coaching job, maybe in the American League or the National Hockey League. I know you've followed his career from with the Oil Kings up with the Oilers organization. You got to think Rocky Thompson's next up for an NHL coaching job. I think maybe a couple more years in the OHL.
Yeah, well, no, I think he's done in the OHL, which is funny. He's won a Memorial Cup and has not won a single round of the playoffs. they bowed out first round this year and the same thing last year, and he's got a Memorial Cup championship. But he's a really good coach, and I think he's proven that. Had his club really well prepared with that 44-day layoff. I think he's in the American Hockey League, if not as an assistant at the NHL level next year. And he's had that stint already with the Oilers, although I think he was more or less the guy up in the press box. I think he'll be on a bench as a head coach in the American League or as an assistant next year in the NHL.
And Guy, lastly, let's close on this one. The Pipeline Show is available on iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, as well as at TPS. And who was on this week's edition? I believe you're recapping the Memorial Cup.
Yeah, I had Jim Parker from the Windsor Star. He covers the Spitfires, so we had him on. To kind of go through it from the home the hometown perspective. One of the main guys from the rights holder station, not a TSN guy, so he was on Jeff Merrick. And then I had, as I mentioned, Zach Solo from the Dubuque Fighting Saints out of the USHL. And a couple big shows coming up, or a couple big guests coming up later this week. Ryan Bartoszek, the commissioner of the Alberta Junior Hockey League, is going to be on. Taylor Medic is going to be having that conversation for Inside the AJHL. Sounds like there's some big things coming up for the AJHL. It's going to be announced in the next couple of days. So looking forward to that.
So have you seen a team yet that could defeat the 94-95 Kamloops Blazers in the Memorial Cup?
No. I think it was all because of that stellar defensive group with the Blazers. I'm still waiting for Strudwick night when the Blazers come down. You should be out there dropping the puck.
Well, talk to Randy Hanch. It's not my fault. I've offered my services. There seems to be a groundswell of support for it, both here and in Kamloops. So Hanch, I know you're listening. When you're ready to make that commitment, I'll be there.
Excellent. Looking forward to it.
Gee, thanks for taking a few minutes with us. We'll tune into the Pipeline Show. We'll download and we'll subscribe. Thanks for taking a couple minutes.
Thanks, guys. Great to see that. Great to talk to you again.
Yes, absolutely. Gee Flaming covers draft prospects better than anyone in town.